All right, drivers, let's talk about tires. Summertime means lots of drive time, and our friends at GCR Tires and Service are going to help your tires stay healthy. Let's get informed by bringing on John Kubski right now from GCR Tires and Service. John, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, thanks for being up. First of all, tell us about GCR Tires and Service. Tell us about the company and what you guys do.
Well, GCR Tires, we're Bridgestone's commercial division. We have over 200 locations here in the U.S. We have over 1,500 service trucks running around on the road, and we also have 25 Bandag retread shops. We've got 70 years in experience. Started out as a little tire company in Texas over 70 years ago, and has grown into what it is now. And again, like I said, we are Bridgestone's commercial division, so we know how to do everything right. We train everybody. We overtrain. Safety is a big key to us, and that's basically always going to be the background of us. And then also because we have the Bandag system, we have Basis Fleet Analyzer. We have a lot of tools that we can do because we are backed by Bridgestone. So
here we are. Summertime is peak driving season, John, as you guys already know and everybody on the road knows. But, you know, you've really got to make sure that you have the right tires on your truck, that they're in good shape and everything else. So what do you recommend? What do you tell drivers before they start their haul during the summer?
Well, the biggest thing we're always talking about is, you know, pre-check, post-check. It's very important that you go out and take a look at the tires on your truck. The biggest thing and the cheapest thing to always do on them is always going to be keep your air pressure up. But visual inspection, you want to make sure there's no nails, there's no, you know, rock stuck in the tread that you can actually drill into your casing that you end up losing it if you retread. Visual, and then you can obviously always go and rub your hands over it. Putting your hands on something is always a big deal, but if you run your hands over the front of the tire and your steer tires and you can feel the edge wear and all that, you might have an alignment problem, you could have a bearing problem. And it's the same thing even on your trailer tires and your drive tires. You always want to, if you touch it and you can feel them feathering and doing that, you can have some issues. Usually it's based on air pressure. Air pressure is the big deal on this, but rotation, alignment, that's a big deal too. But air pressure is the key to keeping your tires and being safe out there.
Tell us how GCR specs out a tire for your customer. And during that process, give us some questions that a driver might ask and should ask before purchasing a tire.
Well, I think it goes both ways. I think, it should be give and take. I think I'm going to ask the question of somebody that they're coming in for tires, and I need to ask them, I need to qualify them on what they do. Are you line haul? Are you local? Are you picked up and delivery? Each tire, you have certain lines for guys that are driving straight across the country. You have certain lines for guys that are picked up and delivery. If you're in the dirt business, we have certain lines for that. But, I mean, the first question you always want to ask me is I want to qualify the customer. The customer should come back and qualify. What do you think the best tire is for this? I'm looking for steer tires, and I drive, 100,000 miles a year. I'm doing this. Well, at that point, we know which way to lead them. One of the other big questions you're going to ask somebody, especially here on the West Coast, is where I'm calling in from. Smartway approved, right? Because that's a big deal in California, and that's going across the country. So we need to find out if you're driving over 100 miles, if you're, how far you're going, do you need Smartway approved tires? And it's just a give and take at all times. I think it's a very good thing to ask questions of the people you're buying from, and they should be able to come back and ask some questions on to qualify you.
Now, how often should the driver be inspecting their tires? We know pre-trip, post-trip, but is there anything that goes beyond that?
Well, I would tell you, pre-trip, post-trip, obviously. I would tell you every time you get out of the truck. I mean, the big deal on that is, if you're getting out, you're getting fuel, you're going to stand around. Obviously, you're stuck behind the cab. You're in the cab, stuck behind the wheel. Get around, get some exercise, get some steps. But, visual is the first one. Everybody knows. Guys will go out and thump and do that. But the visual is the first one. You can see right off the bat what's going on. Touch them, feel them. You can see if they're running low, just by if they're bulging and all that, depending on your load. But I would tell you every time you're out of the truck, you should take a look at them. That the only thing keeping that truck running down the road, no lie, is going to be the air in that tire.
Now, how do they know how to detect a problem beyond what you have already mentioned? We certainly want to get a really good tire gauge and make sure that's on board at all times, I guess, right?
Yeah, that's a big deal. Look, I'm going to tell you that we talk about it all the time. It's not the easiest thing to go out and check 8, 10, 12, 18 tires. Some of these guys are going to have you know, booster tires and all that, depending on what they're running. But yeah, air gauge is going to be the first thing key. The second thing really is going to be your hands. I mean, like I said, feel the tread, see what's going on with it. That way you can tell if you've got mechanical issues, if you've got air pressure issues. If you're on your drive tires, they're chopping out real bad. I'm going to tell you right off the bat, it's going to be an air pressure issue, which you check with that air gauge right at that point. The simple things are really the most important things when it comes to tire maintenance.
And when it comes to maximizing the life of the tires, what do drivers need to do during that life of that tire to get the most out of it?
Well, I'm going to sound like a broken record. Air pressure is key, but I will also tell you rotation. There's other things they can do also. I mean, there's balancing compounds you can use that's going to help for fuel economy and the life of the tire. There's balancing systems they can use. I mean, TPS is coming out now on it. But, I mean, the big deal is make sure you don't have rocks in it. Make sure you're not driving around with flats. Rotating your drivers, if you go front to rear, making sure that you don't have mismatched tires as far as height-wise. Anything that's mismatched, I'm going to, instead of using 30 seconds, I'm going to use a quarter inch. What happens is you end up wearing out that, you start to hop in that tire and you start wearing out the actual shorter tire, not the taller tire. It hops out real bad. So visual, rotations, alignments, you can get your trailers aligned. You can get the truck aligned. You get the truck and the trailer aligned. Maintenance, you know, making sure your front end's in good shape. You know, kingpins are a big issue on these trucks because they build these trucks to run a million miles, but they do wear out. So kingpins are a big issue. Alignment's a big issue. Bearings are a big issue. Air pressure is going to be the key, though. So,
you mentioned over 200 locations in North America that GCR Tires and Service has. So how does a driver know where to find a location?
Well, that's pretty good. That's a great question because we just came out with a thing called Route Planner. So you can go to GCRTires.com, and you can literally put in where you are. I did it the other day just to see. It will pick up if you have your, you know, your option on of finding out where you're at on your phone or whatever, your smartphone. But it will see where you're at, and it will take you to the closest one. You can, if you know you're going somewhere and you want to get it looked, you want to get just pull into one of our places, you have the opportunity at that point to put it in. It will even do the route for you. One of the other things that happens if you pull into one of our shops, we'll go through and inspect all your stuff. If you're just coming in for air pressure or check the air pressure or doing like that, we'll go through and do a thing called a tarp, which is where we're going to walk around and inspect every single tire on your truck and then give you kind of a readout. We're going to give you the pulse of it, right? If you're going to get a – if just say one day you wake up and your arm hurts, you're not just going to go get a cortisone shot. You got to go see the doctor. So the idea with us is we're going to walk around while you're there every time you come into one of our shops and go ahead and take your blood pressure and check your heartbeat and check all that. We will check your whole truck and go through and then give you a form of what's going on with it. So you have the ability to find out where we're at. We have the ability to be able to guide you directly there. And then when you're there, we have the ability to give you something that shows you where you stand with your tires.
Great stuff as always from GCR Tires and Service. John, thank you so much for staying up late. I know we're going to talk to you guys again soon. So thank you. Have a great night.
Thank you very much, Eric.
Red Eye Radio.